but we are now joined by our guest, Joe Maddalena, and he's here to talk about an auction, part of the Stu Ross Before They Were Pros collection from Forging a Legend. It's over 22 hours of Kobe Bryant high school game and interview footage, most of it which has never been seen for the public. And this goes into a library with footage from other athletes as well. Joe, welcome to the show. What was the genesis behind this? Where was this? Where was this film, and when was it discovered?
So the family had had this film for, you know, obviously many years, and I don't think it was really I don't think they realized what it was until, unfortunately, Kobe's passing. So over the years, they had digitized the footage and made it available to people doing documentaries and stuff, and actually Kobe licensed some of the footage for his Muse, you know, Academy Award-winning piece, and it's just kind of ironic that, you know, that's the way this kind of worked out. And then after his passing, the family that owns this footage came to me and said, what do you think we should do? And, you know, I was really sensitive to the time. I'm a huge Laker fan. I've been a season ticket holder for years, and, like, how we go about doing this, because it really is a testament to his life. So here's 22 hours of Kobe Bryant when he's basically in high school. I mean, it's the most raw footage you've ever seen. It's, there's one part of it where he's talking about, you know, like, he just got drafted by the Hornets, and he's talking about, like, you know, when they called his name, all he's doing is, Kobe, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. And he's looking around the room like, is there another Kobe? Did they really call my name? It's like, it's surreal when you watch this footage.
So how does that work? Because I know that, you know, when it comes to rights holders and everything that goes into broadcasting, how expensive it is, the people who have this, this isn't like, you know, having an auction for OJ's helmet or a Super Bowl ring. What do they then do with this footage? Do they sell the rights, or do they keep it in a safe deposit box? What happens?
Well, this has been a money-making endeavor because, like I said, they've licensed this footage numerous times. Brian Gumbel's licensed it. Kobe Bryant's licensed it. So basically, if you bought the archive, you could do many things with it. But if you want to talk about the commercial aspect of it, you own the intellectual property rights. They're limited, of course. So you could broadcast it for news, a documentary, but you couldn't do anything commercial with it. So you'd need, if you wanted it, like the ESPN special with Michael Jordan, if you wanted to do a Kobe Bryant equivalent of that, you would have to go to the Kobe Bryant estate to get his likeness. So you'd have to pay for that talent fee, which is, does not come with this, to do something commercial. And then you could go out and you could create a whole, you know, another, you know, you got 22 hours of footage, you could create, you know, endless amounts of programming from this. So there's a huge revenue stream attached to it, either non-commercially or commercially, because it's licensing, remember, it's 700 athletes. So if you want to license 5 minutes of Shaq, if Shaq wanted to license 5 minutes of Shaq, he'd have to pay us or pay the buyer for the rights to use that footage. Now, if he owns the likeness, you know, you couldn't make T-shirts or anything without paying Shaq, but to broadcast it, if he wanted to do it, or if a documentary or somebody that's doing it for non-financial gain, that didn't, like news, then it's, you know, broadcastable.
It's very interesting how all that works. So as you mentioned, this isn't just Kobe. This is a huge lot. You mentioned Shaq. Tom Brady, who's out here from the Bay Area, and I remember
Allen
hearing the story.
In there.
Yeah, Iverson, Ryan Braun, LeBron James, we've heard of them, Michael Phelps, Dwayne Wade. But I remember with Tom Brady, his dad, Brady wasn't getting a lot of interest from big colleges when he was at Sarah High School in San Mateo, so his dad put together a VHS and mailed it everywhere, and that's kind of how Michigan really got more interested in him. So what's the Tom Brady footage like?
Exact same thing. It's like all of this footage. So Stu Ross basically was a syndicated syndicated television show, Rising Stars. And he had guys in the field who were probably picking up these interviews for them while they were doing other jobs. And they would cruise over to these high schools and they would interview these rising stars. So LeBron James was you know, obviously a rising star. This is before, this is while he's in high school. And they would sit down with him and just talk to them about life and, you know, what they're looking for in the future and what they think their career will be like. So you're seeing these kids, like the Shaq footage is unbelievable because you see the Shaq, you see this, like, kind of, like, buffed out, thinner version of Shaq. He kind of looks like his son. And just, you know, the he else who had the charisma back then is, I'm going to be the best, you know. It's just like, so you're seeing these raw kids at age 16, 17, 18, you know, just at the, like, at that moment before they become a pro, and who knows if they're going to be any good or not. So what you're seeing is, like, this kind of, like, unfiltered look into, like, the beginning of these amazing careers. That's what's so unbelievable about this footage, especially the Kobe footage. You watch the interviews, and it's just like he's signing autographs for his high school friends, you know, as he's talking in the interviews. It's like it's surreal. He's pondering whether he's going to be good enough to be in the NBA, and, like, you know, it's just like, you know, what his career might be like, and it's just unbelievable.
Couple more questions for Joe Maddalena, the owner of Profiles in History. So you said it's been digitized. So whoever wins this is not going to get a big steamer case full of U-matic 3/4-inch tapes. What is it going to be? One very special thumb drive? How does this,
delivered? They're stored on towers, so, you know, it's a lot of terabytes. So you'll get these towers, and basically, you know, you'll have your archive, and it's, you know, all indexed. So if you want to go to, you know, pick an athlete, you know, Tom Brady, and go, you know, excise that footage, it's very easy to access it. And then, you know, let's say you wanted to do something with the Tom Brady footage, you'd have to then go to Tom Brady, make some type of deal with him if you're going to do something commercially with it, and pay him, obviously, for his likeness, and then you could broadcast it. But for me, you know, there's an opportunity for somebody who wanted to do the ultimate, like this hasn't been seen since, like, the, you know, since the time when these kids were in school. Like, this is a long time ago. Kobe was in high school in what, the early 90s. So it's like, so you have this, you know, so you have a lot of this footage is 89. So think about, like, the success of the Jordan thing. If you were to make this into a rising star series on ESPN, and you had these athletes who are bigger than life now, you know, at that stage, it's, the footage is just so unbelievable. So it's kind of like good timing for it. That's why it's coming out now, because of obviously what it is and the success of the Jordan thing.
Now, people should know that the Profiles in History, which you founded a long time ago, 10% of the final bid is going to go to the Mamba on 3 fund to support the families who died in that tragic helicopter crash in January. So there's a little philanthropy behind this as well.
Yeah, and that's on my part, because when this was offered, I was offered this archive very close after Kobe passed away. Kobe crashed in back of my building. I mean, you could look, I'm in Calabasas. I mean, you could see the hill. I mean, diehard Laker fan. So this was not like something that I approached, you know, with any, you know, anything but, you know, sincerity. So to me, it was like, when I wanted to wait also some time, because it was just too soon to sell it right after his passing, so I felt like this was a good time of distance. But also, my fee, the 10%, you know, I didn't feel comfortable even accepting it. So, like, we thought about what we could do and how could we help. So if it sells, that 10% will be donating to help the victims. And I just feel that it's something that, as a company, especially my company, that we should do.
And we see that you're thinking that this is going to kind of start the bidding at around $250,000. Is that right?
Yeah, I look at that, like, you got to think about it. A LeBron James rookie card just sold for $960,000, right? I mean, Wow. You think about that as, like, what's his name from the Angels? His rookie. Yeah, Mike Trout. It just sold for $940,000 for his rookie card. Okay, those are cards. This is 700 hours of, like, most amazing footage in the world, so, of these athletes. So I feel like the price is very reasonable compared to what things in that sports world are bringing. But again, it's a very specific thing.
Once again, Joe Maddalena, Profiles in History, with the auction here. How do people find out more about it, Joe?
Just go to our website, profilesinhistory.com. You can download the PDF. There's two cool links. We did a five-minute link of Kobe footage, and there's another five-minute link of various athletes. So if you just want to see some of it, it's just cool to watch. So, but, you know, you can go on our website and, you know, you can view that and just see what this is all about. And anybody who has interest, they can contact us, you know, come out and scan through the footage. We've had people come look at it. You know, if you're really interested, you should dive in and see what's there because it's pretty remarkable.
Joe Madeleine, everybody. Joe, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.